Have the faith of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's saint, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, was named so because he worked so many wonders comparable to the times of the apostles. And when he died, he was both happy and sad. I'll tell you the reason for it at the end, but this made me think of a short story I heard as a child. A genie goes up to a poor boy and tells him, "Take as many pebbles as you can and put them into your backpack. Tomorrow you will be both happy and sad." The boy obliged, and he put many pebbles in his bag. The next day, every pebble in his bag had turned into a diamond. He was happy that he had so many diamonds, but sad that he didn't take as many pebbles as he could have. Children, much like Saint Cyprian, whom I told you about on Halloween, Saint Gregory's parents thought their son to follow superstition and idolatry. And when the boy was 14 years old, his father died. And this made him to think, and he began to see the vanity of the pagan religion he was brought into. When he grew up, he was sent to a school in Alexandria, the center of all the world's learning. There, his morals were so strict and regular that the other young students grew jealous of his virtue and looked upon his behavior as a tacit reproach of their own bad manners. But in Alexandria, most importantly, Saint Gregory found the Christian religion, which preached the future hope of resurrection and everlasting kingdom. He became a priest, and when the town called Neo-Caesarea was in need of a bishop, Saint Gregory was made one and sent there. This town was rich, large, and populous, but it was so deeply buried in vice and so miserably addicted to idolatry that it seemed to be the place where the devil himself had fixed his seat. Christian religion was so small there that the new pastor had only 17 members in his congregation. But Saint Gregory, animated with zeal and charity, applied himself with great care to his new holy job. And God was pleased to give him an extraordinary power of working miracles. Perhaps the most famous one is this. Once on his travels, Saint Gregory got into the way of a violent rainstorm. He had to take shelter in a pagan temple where all kinds of black magic were taken place. At his entrance, Saint Gregory made the sign of the cross several times to purify the place, and then spent the night there in prayer, which was his custom. The next morning he continued his journey, but after he had left and the pagan priest of the temple started to perform his usual worship of idols, he noticed that the demons did not appear anymore. After several vain attempts to bring the evil powers back, the pagan priest hastened after Saint Gregory, threatening to sue him to the magistrates and to the emperor. But Saint Gregory, without any fear, told him that with the help of God he could drive away or call the devils whenever he pleased. When the pagan priest heard this, his fury was turned into admiration, and he asked the bishop, as a further evidence of the divine authority, to please bring the demons back to my temple. The saint agreed, wrote to a scrap of paper, Gregory to Satan, enter. He gave this paper to pagan priest, who laid it to his temple's altar, and the demons gave their answers as usual. The pagan priest, much surprised at what he saw, went again after the holy bishop and begged he would tell him of that God whom his own gods so readily obeyed. Gregory explained to him the principles of the Christian faith, but when he got to tell him about Jesus and how he was born as a man and still was God, pagan priest said that didn't make any sense. Saint Gregory answered that this great truth was not to be received by words or human reasoning, but by the wonders of the divine power. And to prove his point, Saint Gregory pointed out to a giant stone and commanded it to move into another spot. And the stone obeyed by the power of God and the words of our Lord, who in today's Gospel promised his disciples that by faith they should be able to move mountains. This pagan priest was converted by this miracle, and forsaking his house, friends, and relatives, he became a Christian. A little before his death, sensing that the end was approaching, Saint Gregory asked his priests how many infidels still remained in the city. And being told there were still 17 left, Saint Gregory sighed, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and expressed his grief that there were still in his town some strangers to the true religion. But he also thankfully acknowledged as a great mercy that when he arrived there as a new bishop, there had been only 17 Christians there, and now at his departure he could leave only 17 idolaters. Therefore, at his death, he was both happy and sad, like the little boy who collected pebbles. Happy that he had achieved at least something, sad that he had not achieved more. Having then prayed for the conversion of the last of the infidels, Saint Gregory asked his friends not to give him any special place of burial, but that as he lived as a pilgrim in the world, waiting to be entered into heavenly home, claiming nothing for himself, so after his death he wanted to enjoy the portion of a stranger, and he was cast into the common burial ground. So, dear children, make good of your life, so that you also might have many things to thank for God when the time of your calling home comes to an end. Because no matter how many good things you achieve, there's always something which you realized that you could have done more. Be confident and faithful to all the promises of our dear Jesus, and he will bless you abundantly in this life, and most importantly, at your final hour, he also calls you into heavenly home, like he did today's great saint and wonder worker, Saint Gregory. God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son,